I want to welcome everybody to the January 22nd Selectmen's Meeting, and if you'd all rise and pledge allegiance to me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. All right. Does anybody have a motion for the minutes? We get them out of the way.
I move to accept the January 8th minutes as published.
I'll second it.
Second that. Any questions or corrections? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Very good. All right, on the new business, we have representatives of the DOT for the project update. And are you leading off, Loretta?
I am leading off.
Okay.
All right. So thank you, everyone, for allowing us to come here tonight. I'm Loretta Gerard-Dowdy. I'm the project manager for the project. And I would like to thank Andrea for helping me to coordinate tonight for us coming. Thank you on behalf of the New Hampshire DOT for allowing us to be here tonight. There's a couple of reasons why I reached out for us to come tonight. One is that, and I mentioned this to Andrea, we've had a number of promotions and retirements at the department, so I'm a new project manager on this project. And so I really wanted to introduce the team to you all, and we also wanted a chance to review the project background and scope and the status of the project. And just get any feedback that you might have that would help us as we try to evaluate some alternatives. So, Emma, if you could go to the next slide. So this is just a quick agenda. It's really not a long presentation. So just a quick agenda of what we're going to talk about. I will just introduce the project team and the project scope, and then I will hand it off to Mike here. So first with me, Dan Primo from New Hampshire DOT. He's our group leader and technical lead from the department. And then we have Emma Bell here, who's our project engineer at the department. And then from Greeman Peterson, formerly DOT, Mike Dugas. He's leading our consulting team on the project. So next slide. Okay, so as you are all aware, we have, I don't know if I'm going to be too close for people, then I don't know if there's anybody actually watching.
No, you're fine.
So there's kind of like three locations, the project scope. It's New Hampshire Route 43, New Hampshire Route 27, and Raymond Road. Okay, so the purpose of the project is to improve the safety and operation of these intersections. So in 2014, there was an RSA that was conducted, and these intersections were identified as high crash locations. So the goal of the preliminary design, which we're going into right now, is to really take a look at the information that's been gleaned to date from all the studies that have been performed, and then to get any feedback that we can from you that might help inform us as we look at alternatives and maybe either help us look towards deciding on what alternatives to take a look at, or maybe if there's some that you're like, that's, we agree that's probably not the best alternative to look at. So so hopefully we can eliminate some as well. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to Mike. He's going to go into a little bit of detail about the project history and then some of the alternative information.
Great, thank you, Loretta. And if you could back up for a moment, just for one, one of the slide. And I'd like to state that this is part of the design that DOT and my firm, Greeman Peterson, is working on. It's really a conceptual design phase, and it's really meant to identify the range of possible alternatives for these three intersection locations and allow us to gather enough information that we, the DOT's design team, and you, the town, have enough information to make informed decisions on what options we all think together should advance, and then maybe there are some options that together we think they shouldn't advance any further. So this is the earliest stages of the design. Next slide, please. So this project does have quite a history. There's probably even more of a history locally than I'm aware of, but I'm aware of at least 20 years of there being talk about these locations for potential improvements. Going back to 2003, there was a design charrette done by the town, essentially a planning study of the town center. And within that study, a lot of it had to do with streetscape and other planning type issues, but they also talked about traffic concerns in the Four Corners. And the what was mentioned specifically was recurring congestion on Route 43, AM and PM, like around the area of the school. So that's 2003, step ahead about a decade. In 2014, the New Hampshire DOT, at the town's request and with the help of Southern New Hampshire Planning Commission, conducted what is known as a road safety audit for the two intersections on Raymond Road, so with 27 and 43. What a road safety audit is, it's a cooperative review of safety issues, operational issues, that's done between the engineers and the townspeople to come up with an agreement on what the problems are and what the possible solutions might be. And I'll show some images that were developed as part of that safety audit. And then in 2017, the town issued the transportation plan, where they essentially endorsed the 2003 concept that I'll show a little later, and the concepts that were developed in the road safety audit. And then finally in 2019, through the work of the Regional Planning Commission, the project was selected for the 10-year plan, and that's what brings us here tonight. So to summarize in just a few seconds, some of the key conditions and deficiencies that we'll be investigating as part of this project. Within the four corners, I already mentioned the potential for AM and PM congestion on Route 43. That was discussed 20 years ago. We can discuss in this meeting or future meetings whether that's still a concern locally or whether maybe the conditions have changed. Another deficiency or lack that was mentioned back in the design charrette 2003 was lack of sidewalks, specifically connecting such as the school down to the athletic fields. Possible destinations on both ends of a possible sidewalk. In looking at the Raymond Road intersections with 27 and 43, we know we have severe skews, we call it, very sharp angles between the intersecting roadways. And those angles result in very difficult sight lines. You have to crane your neck to see who's approaching you in some turns. Some of the turns are very awkward. And some of the turning speeds, for instance, coming from 101 and then turning left onto Main Street towards the Four Corners, you can make that turn at high speed because it's a very shallow turn. And we know that in looking at crash data, that intersection of Route 43 and Raymond Road had approximately 28 crashes in the 5 years from 17 to 21. And six of those resulted in injuries, and two of those were severe injuries. So we know we do have a safety issue with that one location. Next slide, please. And so, in general, what we're speaking of for a description of a range of alternatives is at the two Raymond Road intersections, we'll be looking at options to improve the intersection alignments, to try to correct some of those poor, really sharp intersection angles. The intent is to give drivers a better line of sight so they can make safer decisions when they're making the turns. We'd also look at when we look at reconfiguring those intersections, what sort of traffic control would be appropriate for them. It really depends on how the angles that the roads are intersecting at, the volumes of traffic that are using the different legs of the intersections. So we'll be considering possibilities of stop signs, potentially signals, or potentially roundabouts as a safe option as well. And then lastly, for a range of alternatives at the Four Corners, we'll look at the potential for adding a sidewalk there. It will be a challenge. We know that the Four Corners area is very tight constraints, very narrow right-of-way. We have a lot of historic resources there, so we'll have a lot on our hands to get a sidewalk through there. I'll talk about signal control later on and also a mini-bypass option. And if you were involved 20 years ago, that idea might be familiar to you. And I'll show an image of what that means in just a moment. Next slide, please. So looking first at the intersection of 43 and Raymond Road, the southerly intersection of the three that we're considering, a couple of the options that were developed as part of the road safety audit, I'll talk about those now. Next slide, please, Emma. So the first one gives a sample or example of what it might look like if we were to reconfigure the intersection. So you can see today the intersection is way down here. The church building is right here. You can see the angles between the intersection roads are very sharp. One potential option might be to realign Route 43 Main Street so it intersects Raymond Road at a right angle and potentially opposite the driveway to the CYAA fields. So you'd eliminate those really sharp intersection angles that we face today. In that case, this layout could be controlled either by stop signs or by traffic signals if the volumes or traffic volumes are heavy enough. A second option that was drawn up in that road safety audit was kind of the reverse of this option, is it's lining Raymond Road into Main Street, Route 43, but again, creating a T-intersection with better intersection angles. In this case, this was shown as the intersection control being in the form of a roundabout. So roundabout, we learned at the DOT many years ago that it's really the safest option available for maintaining traffic operations at a signal, at an intersection. It allows efficient traffic flow and it requires all drivers to slow down, which is why it's safer for motorists and for non-motorists as well. Next slide, please. Looking next at the intersection of Raymond Road and Route 27, the issues are a little bit different here. Similar in some ways, we still have very poor intersection angles, making sight lines bad in some directions, very awkward turns. The westbound direction, if you're turning from 27 toward the Four Corners, it's a turn, but essentially you don't have to turn your steering wheel. It's a straight movement from Raymond Road onto High Street. And next slide, please. One option that was shown with that road safety audit was to realign Route 27 in this case to be perpendicular to Raymond Road. And again, this could be either a stop sign, it could be handled with a traffic signal, maybe even a roundabout. It's worth mentioning here that in our research of safety information, we didn't find any crashes having occurred at this location. I think partly because the traffic volumes are a lot less than they are at 43 and Raymond Road.
Well, the only problem is now you are finding people that are taking that route to get on 43.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a lot more people doing that now.
Yeah.
Only because they can get to the intersection and bang a right.
Going from Epping to the Four Corners.
From Manchester to go to Deerfield, a lot of them are taking that route now.
Oh, really?
That's a bad turn.
So they're making a left turn.
Yeah, yes. And that's a bad turn.
That's interesting. I hadn't heard that. Yeah.
That's the best way for me to go home from the CYAA.
Right.
Is to take
but
that
that's ride. A tough turn.
That makes sense. That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
From CYAA, there's no good way.
Right.
Right. That's the
Because even the right turn
is very difficult.
That's a hard turn, too.
Yeah.
I was actually out here last May for a visit, and I saw a tractor trailer make that right turn onto Main Street.
He used everything.
He
then.
Did. I was impressed that he didn't go off the road. Next slide, please. And then looking finally at the Four Corners. Next slide. So the issues are more limited here. I did talk about the possibility of adding a sidewalk. So in the 2003 design charrette, one idea that they had for addressing the recurring congestion, essentially in the area of the school, was to build what they called a mini bypass. So building a new road just to the east, so behind the fire station, just to the east of Route 43, and then rejoining Raymond Road somewhere down here, creating a new intersection between this bypass road and High Street.
Mm-hmm.
In the discussion of this option, they talked about, because this would draw traffic away from the Four Corners, the signals probably wouldn't be needed anymore at the Four
right.
Corners. I think in the last 20 years, there's been a bit of development along the path of that bypass road that they had sketched in this drawing. There's also, from what we've seen in our little investigation, there's a lot of wetlands back there as
well. Yeah, there is.
It's so I think it would be a challenging place to put a new road into. So one question that we have is, something like this even talked about locally anymore?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know, because if you said no, it would be very easy to just walk away from this one.
No, it has been talked about, because that traffic that we have now, and it hasn't gotten less. You can ask who lives on 43.
Yeah, Deerfield
and that traffic on 43 going straight through the intersection is more than it was when that study was done.
Yeah.
So it's definitely increased.
Right.
So like probably 6 o'clock in the morning and 5 o'clock at night, it is just steady.
That goes right into exit 3.
Right.
Yeah.
It goes right to exit 3.
And I live in Epsom, so when I come down, that's how I come.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the idea behind the mini bypass?
The mini bypass is, this would be Route 43, excuse me. This would be Route 43, and so this would be local traffic only. So access to the fire station, access to the school.
Okay.
So it takes the through traffic off of the town's road.
Does that increase the safety around the school? And I mean, is that...
Oh, heck yeah.
It would be, yeah, it would be, I think as a result of this, that would be turned over to become a town road.
Right.
You could control the speed limit. There would be very little traffic on the road.
Yeah. So would that be a roundabout right there where it intersects?
That's to be determined. Just it could be. It could be stop signs. It really depends on what the traffic volumes are and what works best for safety.
Now, is DOT still trying to build them small roundabouts that are terrible to plow and terrible for trucks?
I was going to say, I'm not crazy about roundabouts, but...
Well, a good roundabout isn't bad, but those new ones they designed with the step up.
Of what you would call a small roundabout?
Goffstown?
Well, they have the step up. They get the curbstone and they let the trucks ride over the curbstone, but it's still elevated from the road.
It's right.
And it's, yeah, it just about everybody drives over it because they're tiny.
And what we plan to do when we come back to talk about these options in greater depth, we'll talk about roundabouts so everybody has an equal understanding of what they are and what they're not. I think that's a customary step that we do when we're talking about roundabouts as an option, especially in a town that doesn't have any yet.
Right. And I'm sure it's because the study probably says, well, it slows people down more when they're tiny like that and you go over the curb, you know, over those curbstones.
Yeah, trailers can't make it wrong.
I think it's fair to say that the DOT has accepted them, period.
Right. Yeah,
but it was a learning curve to get the plow drivers to understand how...
Absolutely.
How but when they built to the size that the DOT has to build them, because DOT's designs have to accommodate all legal vehicles.
Correct.
They're big enough that a plow can drive it. It's more complicated than an intersection, but every form of intersection has its its subtleties that are
challenged. But every tractor trailer has to drive right over it.
Well, thinking about the fire trucks.
And the same with the fire trucks.
Yeah.
You know, they go, I mean, they're at an accident right now.
Because even in a triaxle, they're tough sometimes to stay off that curb.
What we generally find in a standard size roundabout, a fire truck, that side of a truck, doesn't even have to drive on the truck apron. They can stay within the lane. It's only tractor trailers that have to put their back wheels on the apron. It's intended for that.
I know it's intended for that.
Yeah.
The practicality of it doesn't work all the time.
But go ahead, the DOT has built roundabouts on much, much busier roads, and they've worked very well.
I was just going to say, like, if we were going to investigate this a little bit further, the couple things that will be under consideration is, like, how much traffic would we take off, like, how much traffic would still remain on that main line?
That's what I was
going to
ask you.
And would it be truly, like, the benefit that we hope it would be if we were to bring people off?
Well, I think you'd get that Deerfield traffic that would certainly... Yeah. Go on the bypass.
Mm-hmm. Can you make them though?
And then depending on...
Can't make them, but I mean it would make sense if it's a steady flow.
It'll be more convenient for them because
it's straight.
When they get to this spot, it'll be a straight through.
Because they're not going to have to stop at the intersection and they're just going to keep going.
And having it like that, is there any option of a one-way?
Possibly. That's less desirable for fire trucks.
That's the only works.
It makes double the roads for the DOT to maintain as well.
Because I'm going to ask you about taking property to do all this later, but we'll wait on that. Because I can just see people's houses. I can see where, you know.
And that's one of the prime considerations as we're studying these different options.
Right.
What's the effect on natural resources, on historic resources, on private property
right.
Things like that. So that's how we learn better, which ones are better than others.
Well, you didn't budget much for right-of-way here, $126,000. Does that include property acquisition?
Maybe a little bit. Not a great deal.
I was going to say.
What year will those numbers come up with?
And I think that's it for technical stuff. You wanna...
I was just going to say, outside of the traffic, volumes, which we'll see what they look like now. Just also the environmental concerns in that area, that quadrant, we'll see. But that's what this whole process is about right now, is to really look at alternatives, what's, the pros and cons of each, and, what do we think is doable or not.
Because that proposal for that mini road there, bypass road, I don't think it affects historic sites, but it does affect private property.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh,
they all do.
Yeah.
And a big environmental challenge that we would have with this option is that the first question from the environmentalists would be, prove that the roads that are out there today aren't sufficient.
Right.
Why do you need to put a new road where there isn't one already?
Right. That's a good question, too.
It is. Right, and sometimes it's hard to answer that.
What about in front of the school?
That goes
sort
past.
Of widening that road that when parents are getting up and still traffic can go by.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if traffic were to stay where it is today, have extra width.
It's looking at that, right, looking yeah. at something, how can you do that?
The school pickup and drop-off line is crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
They're right out in 43. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just backed right up.
That's why I think of bypasses.
And you know what, in the morning,
to use the bus.
They got to get to work and they need their coffee, so they want to...
But these are the types of things that are helpful to us.
Right.
To
and
care.
It makes sense to involve the school in the as well.
I mean, that's where the traffic is at that time.
So where does traffic back up coming from, like... Can they get into the school drive? And are we saying it backs in from the school drive? Or
oh, yeah.
Right out to 43.
It's probably can't get what can you get to? 15, 20 cars?
You get
in
a
the
lot
school
of
yard?
Has it always been?
As it wraps all the way out
it
to the field.
It goes way out by the
plate.
Oh, they go way out back there, too?
But it's still,
but it's still full right out to the mm-hmm. right out to 43. Yeah.
The back of both sides of 43 as well.
Yes.
Coming from both ways. What's that?
Do they block the fire?
No, they don't. They don't block on that side. But
they usually get down past the doors.
I mean, but with the cars out on 43, it would definitely make it a little tough, if, depending on what direction they had to go.
So they don't drop off on 43, though.
They no,
wait,
no, they
wait,
have
wait,
to go
right,
in.
Yeah,
yeah.
They can go around.
Yeah.
That's how our school is in Epsom. Same,
yeah.
same deal.
Yeah, they make them go in.
One other point worth mentioning is that I mentioned part of this project may involve a new sidewalk, and the projects are that's certainly something that's eligible for project funding, but the DOT does not maintain sidewalks.
Right.
And so for them to build one, they require the town to agree to maintain it.
Yeah. That's something the planning board has been talking about, because the sidewalk from like the school to over the park here or and to CYAA.
Mm-hmm. They pay for a bus.
Yeah.
To bus the kids across from the school to the CYAA. It's like $65 each trip.
Wow.
Oh, it's yeah.
But a huge volume, because that's where all their
sports the activities are. Okay.
All right, and so our plan is, when we come back for future meetings, we'll have probably a few more similar-looking options, trying to exhaust the range of alternatives that are possible out there, and then have more information to talk about each one of those as far as the effects. What would be the effects of different options on property?
Well, that's where I was going to ask how you do that. I mean, you don't take it eminent domain.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah.
We try to avoid that at all.
Yeah.
We try to avoid that.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't own property there, but
yeah, but
we know
does.
We know people who do.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, community members. Yeah.
No, the DOT and their engineers are very, very cognizant of that.
Yeah, we try to avoid that at all costs if possible.
It's not only disruptive to the property owners; it's costly and takes a long time.
Right.
Mm. Oh yeah.
So if you can avoid it, that's a good thing.
And the wetlands and everything else that you got too, gonna work with.
Correct. Yeah.
They build roads and wetlands all day long.
Pardon?
They build roads and wetlands all day long. They just make them build another one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Look at 101. Yeah. Went through how many acres of wetlands to put 101 in?
Next slide.
So the schedule of the next steps for this project, we're here on the 22nd. We anticipate a follow-up public meeting of some sort, possibly as early as March. And the question for you is, do you think there's any need for a formal public officials meeting, or should the next step be to invite the public in to talk about these options?
Invite the public.
I think the public. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's hear what they have to say.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the best place to meet? Would it be the school?
Right here.
Probably right here, because I don't think you're going to have...
They zoom.
There's not that many. Yeah, there's not that many
I see.
Landowners in that area.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think we probably could accommodate you.
I don't know if that. I don't know if you may want to schedule something at the school or not, because that could
just
draw.
Just in case.
That could draw, because it's one of the biggest hot points on the community page. And
we could schedule
so
at the school.
The biggest complaint. So.
Yeah. But they don't Zoom.
We don't have Zoom, and we
no Zoom
wouldn't have CYA either. We wouldn't have Zoom.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, if you've got a big enough room.
We can talk about that going forward. So we'll plan to involve the public next time.
Okay.
Public officials and informational meeting. And then we will, we the design team will figure out what's the proper level of detail.
Okay.
Because that'll be the first time the public sees all this. So
perfect.
We don't want to unload everything on all at once.
Right.
It'll be, I think, similar to this presentation. Mm. Maybe a little bit more information.
Yeah, a little more detail on the actual locations of those would probably be really helpful to the public.
I can't tell you how far behind the fire department that is, because they have a pond. What's it called there? Dry hydrant or something?
Yeah.
They have a.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we can show a better picture of what that road
that's
might look
like.
That's
not the fire department.
Yeah, right behind the fire department.
Behind it, but that's not there. It's not town. I was told by the guy that owns the property.
Fire department's a town.
Pardon?
Fire department is a town.
No, I'm talking about the pond.
Pond?
Well, it's got a hydrant coming from it, so.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, we'll show a better image on the photograph, because I think also there have been more houses built since that first one.
Some.
Is that like going to be like on a street view type thing that would show it?
Can you take a drone up there? And
you know what I'm saying?
It'll be similar to the title slide that we had. It'll be aerial photographs of some sort with a line drawn showing the bypass.
Okay.
And the properties.
It's like hot air balloon.
And any structures that were beyond those properties.
I think they'll be visible in the photo. Mm. We'll find a way to make them visible.
All right.
And will you do a
that
traffic?
Would be important.
Oops, I'm sorry. A traffic count by then or not?
We have traffic counts done. We haven't done projections as to what might be on the new road.
Sit right in my driveway.
Sit there and count.
Sit right there and wait to get out.
We have counted on all the public roads already.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
But you'd still have to wait.
Well, it's not necessarily Cambia, it's Deerfield.
Yeah. Right.
Because I live down that end of it.
It's
right
Deerfield.
On the,
it's the only way Deerfield can get out of there.
The building's
much.
Like crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Northwood, all the.
Yeah,
anybody
they have
that's
a lot of developments and they
up
all
there,
come by.
Epsom.
Yeah, you said Epsom. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the quickest way. Good.
And then at the conclusion of this conceptual stage of the design, which will be mid year, sometime in the middle of 2024. The project will advance into preliminary design, and final will follow. Final is the last step before construction. And then again, the construction right now is scheduled for 2028 in the 10-year plan.
May I ask one question? What is the town's financial obligation for all of this?
Should be zero, unless there are publicly owned utilities, mm-hmm. which I don't believe there are.
No.
No.
We don't have water, sewerage, none of that.
Yeah, should be state and federal.
If we put the sidewalk, we'd have to maintain, but that's all a budget item for us. Mm-hmm.
And correct me if I'm wrong, please.
I don't know that off the top of my head, honestly.
I believe that's the case.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Any other good tidbits you can provide us?
No, I think Nate's got something.
It's a big problem.
I worked on that as well.
One thing that I recall when we were scoping this project back in 2017 to go into
driving.
The 19 to 28 10-year plan. Dennis
and
had concerns Dennis had concerns about drainage. He said there were some drainage issues in the project area. I don't know. It might be beneficial for you guys to talk to district or Jeff, the road agent here in town, to see if there are drainage.
Well, I think that'll all come out with their engineer.
Sure.
Yeah, but it's good to know, if they've had.
I mean, it's pretty obvious that it's wet.
I have observed up at 27 in Raymond Road that there's a lot of swampy land right there, a lot of standing water at times.
Yeah. And right in that triangle is a good part of that triangle is wet too.
Yeah. So some institutional knowledge from the district, Jeff, about where they've had issues in the past might help your design.
Go ahead, Russ.
Yeah.
This traffic is supposed to stop.
They have a stop, right?
This traffic here, and these people just go on through, okay? But there's a stop sign here, for these people.
So this one on the back side of the stop
sign.
There's a corner right over to Rain.
Why don't we just get a bypass through the pressure?
Through the pressure? Yeah, Ronnie ain't going like that.
Even people coming this way, would you see that there's an octagon for these people to stop? It's just a visual, because they don't realize.
Do you use drones?
We do use drones.
Oh, good. Stop point this way. And all I'm saying is
certified
it means that
drone flyers.
You're all certified drone flyers.
We do have
or something else that they can see the
backside. Yeah, don't they have to register? My son had to register with the FAA or something like that.
No, it just covers the safety.
Certain hires, whatever he does.
That's all it is, a little thing, like, you know, that's all.
Yeah, but you don't remember what that rectangle sign was?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot less expensive than a helicopter.
I know, it's amazing.
I watch public service go up and down, and I'm thinking, just get a drone up there instead of these helicopters.
I got to ask you guys a question along with you here. It's probably got nothing to do with what you do. But we do have an issue at Exit 3.
They're coming.
Exit 3.
That's all.
And it's all to do with traffic going to Exit 3 from here. Has the right of way to go through. And people coming up straight have to stop at that stop sign. Mm-hmm. But in the infinite wisdom of the DOT, they put a...
Let's be nice here.
They put a stop sign on the Auburn end and then covered it up on this end with another sign. So people coming this direction to get on 3 cannot see but this much of the octagon stop sign, the back side of it. And that needs to be, something needs to be done there.
Everybody's stopping.
Mike's been working on it with somebody, but I don't know if you people have any influence in that area. You do?
Influence.
Loretta does?
There we go.
Something has to be done there, whether it's one of those lit blinking stop signs, so people go in this direction, say, oh, God, there is a stop sign on the other side there.
Yeah.
And people coming this way don't blow right through it, because some do.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot.
They go right through it.
Did you talk with Lee Baronis about that? Am I right?
Yeah, and he was going to have the Traffic Bureau look into what they could do and wait to hear back.
The first conversation I had with the district manager there wouldn't do anything because there was no severe accidents there.
Hi.
Have there been any accidents?
Not really severe ones. There's been some. That's what they judge everything on. If it's a severe accident,
somebody lose a limb.
Yeah. Then it jumps the priority.
Thank you very much.
But thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm glad you guys are working on it. Sounds like you're right on it.
We'll talk with Bill Lambert is our safety engineer.
Yeah.
Emma said that Bill was talking about it, actually.
And again, like it's in the morning when all that traffic from Deerfield's going through, and then at night when it's coming the opposite way, going back on it, that's when it's worse.
Yeah.
Because it's just like chaos.
And all summer long with tourists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All summer long.
And new people coming, you know, build a home and until they understand.
And then you've got the people that have never been through the intersection, and they stop.
And everybody's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? You got the right of way.
At least they're polite about it, you know.
So that would be awesome if you could check in. That would appreciate that.
So you mentioned that folks talk about this a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
What forum?
Well, the planning board had presented redistricting that whole section there, and of course the conversation came up about, well, what's up with the project, you know, on the road and all this and that. Well, that project got shut down by the town. They didn't want to redistrict that and change that.
Okay.
But the conversation of the road, the traffic, and the intersections and whatnot has come up numerous times.
Okay.
But, I mean, you've highlighted both of those are bad intersections there. And for some reason, you get more people now trying to make those turns, and it's not designed for that. You know, you just can't without going in the other lane.
Yeah.
So, that'd be great.
Take out the Jersey barrier.
Yeah.
Eventually, somebody will.
Yeah. It was probably all right when it was a horse and buggy, but.
That's right.
Well, if there's anything else you think of that you think might be helpful to us.
No, I think you've addressed the main issue.
Yeah.
So
you can send me an email.
Same here. If you have any questions from our office,
just feel free to reach out. We'll keep you updated on
perfect
our progress and what we're planning for.
Thank you very much.
Yes, great. Thanks for coming in.
Good job.
Okay. Thank you. Nice meeting you all.
Yeah.
Same here.
Nice meeting you as well.
And if you see me at the end of my driveway, if you could let me out. I don't know what time you're going by.
If you're doing a study there, get out there and find people
there. At the foot of the hill.
You're not out there that early.
Yeah. Wow.
Ooh.
you say, if you didn't have the teach, I wouldn't be believing.
They're not even off the coffee yet. Right?
Actually, I
can
just copy it right here.
What's next, dear boy?
What's the matter?
I said, what's next, dear boy? This is just
the budget committees.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring the board up to date on this. At the last budget committee meeting, Lynn had given their admin a $2 increase.
Right.
So she's not on the step. We don't have the grade and step system set up for
that position.
Yeah, and same with cemetery. We just don't put them on that. And Lynn's theory is like, I really don't want to do like, you know, 20 cents, 20 cents,
right.
30 cents.
She, and she's fast.
Oh, she's awesome. I think she does them in the
awesome.
Same night that.
So what is
she's,
she looking for?
Oh, the budget committee approved. Yeah, she did. But Lynn, yeah, because she turns them around so quick, she wanted to make it worth a while.
Oh, to keep her?
Yeah. So I just have
you
the
could get
payroll.
A couple of others that would help.
Yeah. It's really good. Yeah, and her minutes are good. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, I don't think the budget committee voted on it. I just.
It's in the budget and everything.
Oh, yeah.
There's enough money in it to do this.
Yeah, so I'll put this in the sign. It's just a payroll change form.
All right. Yes, so we don't even have to go over it.
That's great.
You don't have to talk about it.
I just wanted to.
Okay.
All right. Thank you again.
Perfect. Perfect. Good night again. Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Bye. Good night. Russ is
meeting adjourned.
No, Russ is gonna keep talking to that guy.
We might get something, huh?
Chasing him out of the room.
So this
it looks like we got the right person on it now.
This isn't no, this is not
back it up.
Back up a minute.
No, I just
so this is a warrant article. Because the budget committee didn't vote to recommend that warrant article, the police department warrant article, they didn't recommend it. We have to put this wording at the top of the warrant article. We have to put passage of warrant article shall override the 10% limitation imposed on the appropriations due to the non-recommendation of the budget committee. It has to be at the top. It's like right at the very beginning. And then it goes in to see if. So it has to be there.
Okay.
In the RSA.
It'd be a separate paragraph on top of it?
Yeah, just like a sentence.
Yeah.
It's right above it. And it has to be the first warrant article.
And that's by law.
Yeah, that's
before
DRA.
The voting?
Before the operating budget, yeah.
Oh, before the operating budget.
Yep.
Before
oh, wow.
The
yeah, the DRA confirmed that, so.
No, it will be in the police station warrant article.
It does be at the top. It's only because the budget committee didn't recommend it. If they did recommend it, we wouldn't have that warrant.
Okay.
So, that's all.
Okay.
Wow,
I thought,
how'd you find that, Andrea?
When the attorney reviewed the warrant articles, he said you have to put that the budget committee didn't recommend.
Okay.
That has to be, and then also the DRA goes to the DRA too, and they
they would have kicked it anyway.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, they said it has to be.
Wow.
There, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
So,
do we have to do anything, or is that just...
We can speak to it. I mean, the deliberative session, not that a lot of people are going to be there.
You can speak to it?
I can speak to it, yeah.
I'll have the attorney.
Yeah,
the
attorney.
It's
going to be there.
That would even be better.
Exactly.
Get something for our money.
$200 an hour.
Right. Well, I think that's probably cheaper than, I think that's more than $200.
Is it?
I think so.
He's not getting paid by the word.
All right, so we don't have to do anything?
It seems like it sometimes.
This is
just
for our information.
No, it
just,
yeah, so this is going
to
be, that's what this is going to be, this number two, and then the operating budget's going to be number three.
Okay.
So, you know, yeah.
Number two.
That is all I had. So.
Perfect. All right, we all set for tomorrow?
Yeah. Do you have a schedule? Do you have enough? Coverage
for the
whole
day.
Well, I wanted to put a schedule up, but I thought you guys said we were all set. Are we
yeah,
all
it seemed
set?
Like everyone was covering. Yeah,
yeah.
There's more.
They did say tonight on the news, who's the new girl? Is it Gardner? Who's
I think
the new guy?
I think it's Gardner.
Yes.
Scanlon?
It's Scanlon, yeah.
And he said that just expect a lot of people.
Yeah.
To be looking over your shoulder, so make sure you have
okay.
plenty of
yeah,
whatever.
And you have pro temp if you have.
Yeah.
If you,
so if you're if you have to leave,
there.
I would get somebody to
yeah.
come in your place.
Yeah,
yeah. And it'd be good
you,
if there's more
be
like there's two
there?
Of you at one time.
Gotta,
that's good. They ideally like all, but
8 o'clock.
One is three.
Yeah, physical therapy
yeah,
appointment.
Three or,
okay.
And then I'll be there after that because I want to talk about the.
Well, for a couple minutes.
As long as you have, yeah, as long as you have two, at least two of you there.
Yeah, Clark said that can be set up for that.
Yeah.
Well, should be able to, yeah.
Well, not from March, though, I guess, is what I heard.
What's that?
No, police station.
No, because you're voting on that, you can't have, you can set it up outside.
Yeah, okay, yeah, March. It's snowing.
I hope not. Hopefully 75 degrees. All right, so we're all set then for tomorrow.
So somebody's there, are you there right at opening?
I am.
You were at least two?
Yeah.
Is it opening at 7 now?
6.
Six, six.
I thought they moved it to 7.
No, we talked about it, but we haven't yet.
We can, but, I mean, I say we, I think, is it that up to Clark, or is that?
I thought Clark had decided on it.
No, he talked about it one year, because the count was down that first hour.
Yeah.
But I would suspect that this year, for this election, is probably gonna be up.
It's gonna be a busy day.
I would suspect the count will be up.
Yeah, both elections.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So we can see, we'll see what it is this year.
And I'll be there, I mean, I'm always sliding in at quarter past, but I'll bring my friends.
All right.
I don't know if they're doing coffee or anything, they haven't.
I don't know if those people are gonna be there.
Donna, I think Donna Hetzel, she usually handles that stuff, lunch.
No, but they usually the.
Friends of the library.
Oh, the ladies, the people sell.
Yeah, I don't know if they're gonna be there or not.
I haven't heard anything on the food front.
They were there last election, but.
They were.
They ran out of stuff.
They did.
Quicker. They didn't have as much.
So disrespectful, Susan.
That's funny.
Did you wanna update the board on the budget committee after we had the?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They, and I hope this is all right, I got a nod from up above. They cut it by $69,000, the budget. Was that at $69,000?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I believe it was 61.
61.
61, and I guess that was probably agreeable to go for that, not fight any about that.
45 or so was in the car, so we're looking for like $16,000.
Yeah, 20 grand, we can probably work that.
So.
Right, a lot of that was the other stuff we encumbered to purchase, some of the park stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So, I mean, they really didn't cut the budget, they just eliminated stuff that we.
No, I told them they could take some from.
Yeah, no, we're good, we took it from.
No, you're not losing anything out of the park.
Well, I wanna get the rest of, you know, Munson is a farmer's market.
We get it.
I, because we're in charge of that over there, and I spent a lot of money having that brush all cleared out.
Yeah.
And it's not quite done for the, and that.
No, you don't have to give anything up in your department.
Well, no, but they, they really appreciated that, and we cleaned up some trees and like that, so. And it's busy for that farmer's market.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Sounds like a boy's gonna cry.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, right.
It is, very busy.
So, with all their efforts, that's basically what they came up with, or cut with $61,000, so I didn't think that was bad.
We gave them $45,000 on the cruiser, so they didn't do much at all.
Exactly my point. You said it, not me.
They improved it.
We're on.
Yes, listen, they work very hard.
I moved to adjourn.
Yes.
I moved to adjourn.
No, they worked hard.
Are we adjourned already?
No.
They were fair. The raise for who?
Oh, we already discussed, we're good with that, yeah.
The deliberate session is February 3rd, and the next select board meeting is February 12th. Oh.
We got, what about this rate for the administrative assistant for the budget committee?
It's already been done.
It's already been done, we don't have to do anything with it, because the budget committee already approved it. It's in their budget, Susan.
Yeah, they can approve.
No, we don't have to approve, just advisory. Does any board members have anything else?
Nope.
You're all set, Andrea, and everything?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Any public input? Chief, you got anything for us tonight, or?
I do not.
Awesome.
Give us something positive back there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said, are you all hepped up about this? God, they got me nervous as anything.
About what?
What were these guys talking about before I walked in, the DOT?
Oh, it's just.
The roundabout.
The start of the engineering and the conceptual plan of, you know, the bypass.
Same stuff back in 2017 that they were discussing, it was the roundabout with the bypass.
The next meeting will be a little more detail.
Yeah, but same, still the same ideas.
And she's got, you've got a copy of the PowerPoint they sent you, right?
She's gonna send it to us, yes.
Okay, and then she can give it to you.
I'll reach out to that woman there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get that intersection figured out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a good contact.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
She She's in charge of safety.
Somebody just came in.
Steve, he's gonna pick up.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. Steve, I hope you have help.
I'm just getting chairs, I'm good.
Yep, oh, you don't have help, though?
No, I can do it myself.
No, he was getting stuff earlier today.
Okay.
How was your vacation?
Nice.
You have a good visit with your daughter? Yeah?
Perfect. Yeah, I like Austin, it's a nice area.
Yeah.
Whenever I text him about something.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just not enough time, right?
I'm going back next year for December, the whole month.
Good for you.
Where are you going?
Austin, she's my daughter.
That's where his daughter is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Steve, can you bring a couch up there for me?
TV.
I am tired already.
All right, motion?
Move to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Ross.
Sue.
Boy.
Brian.
Pat.
All right. See you all tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes.